Welcome to the Protect Erasmus podcast series. Protect is an Erasmus project where pupils learn all about climate change and how it affects their local communities. In this project, pupils take the lead by asking questions, sharing ideas, and exploring ways we can help protect our planet. Schools from Ireland, Norway, Croatia, Portugal, and Serbia are all working together as part of the Protect project. We hope you enjoy listening to our podcast.
Hello, Climate Heroes! Welcome back to the Climate Heroes Podcast, the show where curious kids explore our planet and learn how to protect it.
I'm your host, Olivia.
And I'm your host, Yusuf.
Today, we're heading into the world of biodiversity, one of the most exciting and important parts of nature.
We're also really lucky because we have special visitors joining us. Biodiversity specialist from the Burren, one of the most unique natural places in the world.
So get comfy, tune in, and let's explore the amazing web of life all around us.
Ha, 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 ha. Clap, 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 stomp your feet. Climate heroes bring the beat. Turn it down, reuse, recycle. Save that planet every cycle. Ooh, yeah, here we go. Watch our green ideas grow. Hands up high, voices loud. Climate heroes stand out proud. Save the air, land and sea. Planet power, you and me.
Biodiversity means all the different things on Earth.
That includes plants, animals, insects, fungi, and even tiny organisms we can't see.
Biodiversity also means the places they live: forests, oceans, grasslands, wetlands, and even your schoolyard.
Every living thing has a role to play. When one part is damaged or disappears, it can affect everything else.
Biodiversity gives us clean air to breathe and clean water to drink. It provides food, medicine, and materials we use every day.
Animals and plants depend on each other to survive. It's like a giant team.
When biodiversity is strong, nature is healthy.
When biodiversity is harmed, ecosystems can collapse.
Biodiversity in Ireland. Ireland is home to amazing wildlife, from birds and bees to wildflowers and sea life.
One of the most special places for biodiversity is the Burren.
Even though it looks rocky and dry, it's full of life, with rare plants, insects, and animals living side by side.
That's why protecting places like this is so important.
Today, we're joined by biodiversity specialists who work in the Burren.
They spend their time studying plants, animals, and habitats, and helping to protect them.
They explain how biodiversity works like a giant puzzle, where every piece matters.
They also tell us how human actions, like pollution and habitat loss, can harm biodiversity, but how people can help too.
From protecting wildflowers to caring for habitats, their work helps keep nature balanced and thriving.
What do you love most about working with the NPWS and the Burren landscape?
I love working with the NPWS because it gives me a chance to work with nature and to work for nature and in nature conservation. And the Burren landscape is so unique that, you know, it's just great to be able to be out in it all the time.
What is the Burren and why is it special compared to other places in Ireland?
So the Burren is a very unique place. We have 8 national parks in Ireland now, and they're mainly covered in like blanket bog, but the Burren has this beautiful limestone rocky landscape.
How is climate change affecting the Burren and the plants and animals that live there?
That's kind of a difficult enough question to answer. We'd need to monitor it over a long period of time to know. But some plants might be starting to bloom a little earlier because it's warmer. And also there's more flooding, so that affects how plants grow also.
What actions can young people take to help reduce climate change or protect nature?
So there's lots of actions you can take. You can recycle, you can save energy, you can support wildlife charities, you can leave space in your garden. I think that's a really important one. So having a garden that's a little bit messy and has lots of different types of plants, native plants growing in it, is really good for nature. And a pond. I'd always recommend a pond.
Do you monitor changes in the barren landscape over time, like changes in weather or plant growth?
We do. It's mainly our conservation rangers that do that kind of work. So they would monitor things like particular species of orchid. They would be looking at particular insects to see how they are behaving every year. Yeah, so we do.
If you could change one thing in the world to help nature and slow climate change, what would it be?
Fossil fuels. I'd try and get rid of fossil fuels. Stop using fossil fuels. That would be the main thing.
Thank you so much, Liz, for answering our questions.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Before we finish up, we have one more really important stop on our Climate Heroes journey.
That's right. Our reporters Amelia and Abigail had a chat with a very important person in our school, our principal.
He spoke about caring for our school grounds, respecting wildlife, and helping students understand their role as environmental caretakers.
By learning about nature and taking action together, our school community helps protect biodiversity every day.
How does our school help to protect plants, animals, and habitats in our school grounds?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I think we do quite a bit. So as you know, Miss Kelly does a huge amount of work with the wildlife garden, and she also does a huge amount of work in attracting birds to come into our school. And you'll often see classes going out with their binoculars to try and see how many different types of birds they can actually identify. And it was really interesting last week that one of the senior infants classes, they brought in their own feeders and bird food, and they put up actually a bird feeder right outside their window. And there was two little robins chasing each other to try and see who could get at the food. But then if they spotted anyone in the classroom looking out for them, they'd disappear again very quickly. The other interesting piece then for wildlife around our school is that, as you know, we've got a wonderful beech hedge right around the school. And that lovely beech hedge means that it's a lovely home for all kinds of wildlife. And the big, huge trees then that you can see over behind the AstroTurf pitch, that means that we've got lots of quite big birds that are nesting up on those trees. And the other piece that you will be very interested in is that, you know, once upon a time, before the school was here on this site, it was teeming with wildlife. And just before the school was built, badgers had made their house called a set under the ground here, and we had to wait until the badgers moved off the site to go somewhere else to live before we could start our building works on the school. And in memory of the badgers that used to live here, right, we actually have a mural outside with badgers and hares and foxes and pine martens on that mural to show all of the wildlife that used to live here once upon a time. And the other thing I should mention is that down in this corner of our school site, where the second, third and fourth classes have their playground, there were some burrows there last year, and the caretaker had a big job to try and cover up, keep the burrows from cover, keep them covered up, because there was animals trying to come into the school. Now you could try and guess what kind of animals would have been trying to burrow into the school.
Fun biodiversity facts.
Scientists believe there are millions of species on Earth, and many haven't even been discovered yet.
Bees are essential for pollinating plants and growing food.
Healthy soil is full of living organisms.
A single tree can be home to hundreds of species.
What can we do?
Climate Heroes Action. Here are some simple ways you can help protect biodiversity.
look after plants and animals,
don't litter and protect habitats,
plant flowers for pollinators,
respect nature when outdoors,
learn about local wildlife,
reduce waste and recycle.
Remember, even small actions can make a big difference.
That's all for today's episode of the Climate Heroes podcast.
Biodiversity reminds us that everything in nature is connected, including us.
When we care for nature, we care for our future. Thanks for listening, Climate Heroes. Until next time, keep exploring, keep protecting, and keep being heroes for our planet.
Ha, 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 ha. Clap, 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 stomp your feet. Climate heroes bring the beat. Turn it down, reuse, recycle. Save that planet every cycle. Ooh, yeah, here we go. Watch our green ideas grow. Hands up high, voices loud. Climate heroes stand out proud. Save the